Sounds good.
So yeah, my name's David, and this is CKMS 102.7, Radio Waterloo. So today we have the band Millhouse. Ian and Tobias joining us for an interview. So hello, welcome.
Hello, happy to be here.
Yeah. So would you like to just tell us more about the band? Because this, I guess this is a more general interview, yeah. Just introducing people to your music and
yeah. We're a pop punk, we're half of a pop punk band. Me and Tobias started years and years and years ago when we were teenagers. But we've been taking shows, like, been a little more serious about it these last couple of years. So there's me and Tobias, we both sing, we both play guitar. He plays lead, I play rhythm. And then we have our Ryan, who's our bass player, who's at a wedding right now, and Simon, who's at work right now. Ryan plays bass, Simon plays drums. We're a pop punk band, pop punk, emo, alt rock. We make angsty music, but it's also kind of fun and catchy. It's very, very reminiscent of the early 2000s. We're big Blink fans. And we recorded and dropped an album last year, and we recorded another album this year that we're dropping soon. It's our second album. It's called September Always Brings the Change. We've been sitting on it for a while. We're just kind of four dudes hanging out, making music. We've been playing a lot of shows. The last 2 years we've been playing a lot of shows around Kitchener and around Ontario. And we're going on a tour in the fall, so it's kind of, did I miss anything?
I think that's all of it.
Yeah.
And you guys were just on tour? Like, you just came back?
Or? We're going to start going on tour in the first day of September, but really the tour starts in October. Yeah, we're dropping our album in a little over a week, which that snuck up on me. And then we're going on tour. We have our first show in September, and then we're touring in October, November. And we're playing all around. We're playing in Quebec. We're doing a 4-day bender of Kingston, Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec. That's going to be crazy. And then clocking into work the next morning. It's going to be diabolical. We're playing around here. We're playing Guelph, Kitchener, Barrie, Windsor, Hamilton, London, up north somewhere.
Temiskaming Shores.
Yeah, is that where it is?
I think so.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Anyone knows where that is?
Yeah. Shout out Temiskaming Shores, the Halle Berry Legion. Playing North Bay. North Bay is actually pretty lit. North Bay is, like, kind of remote, but, like, there's nothing else to do up there, so everyone, like, comes to the shows.
Oh.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was actually at Kingston before I moved here for my master's. So,
nice.
Yeah, they've got a good music scene going.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of live music and bands and stuff. So,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm sure with the university there, too, it's, like, there's a lot of students who want to go see, like, bands and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then there are, like, I would say they're quite supportive. Like, the vibe of it is, yeah, like, they're quite supportive of, like, indie bands. And then, like, you know, when there's a show like that,
yeah,
like, people do come out and go see it. And
yeah.
That. So it's lit.
That's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah. And then this is your, like, have you guys been on tour before or?
Not really. We've done, like, last summer we played 5 shows over the course of the summer, and we called it Millhouse Summer, but that was mostly local. And then we had, in May, we played 6 shows. We called that Millhouse May. That was like a mini tour, I guess.
Yeah, we don't usually like play a show and then stay in the city and then go to another city to play another show. We usually, like, that's what I think of when I think of a tour.
Yeah.
We usually just go to the city.
Boom.
Keep moving.
Yeah. But this time we're staying over a few of the nights. Like, the 4-day bender we're doing a weekend, like the weekend up north.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other overnight shows, or is that about it? The rest are, like, within driving distance, right? Are we staying overnight in Windsor?
I don't remember.
It's fair. It's probably not. Ryan question. That's a Ryan. Ryan and I both planned the tour, and we took like, some of the dates. And,
And in terms of, like, the management kind of stuff, like, is you guys are fully independent, or did you guys sign with anybody, or?
Yeah, we're fully independent right now.
Nice.
Yeah, me and Ryan kind of do that management admin side of things. I run a lot of the social media. We both book the shows, usually split up booking. I guess that's about all there is. I book us, like, studio time and stuff like that. me and Ryan kind of split the admin stuff. We haven't signed to anybody yet. If any major record labels are listening to this and they want to sign us, feel free to hit us up.
So you are kind of like looking for that? Because I know it's honestly a preference, right? Like some people just don't want to be associated with like big labels.
And yeah.
Probably just to offload work.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. I'm saying that kind of, if any labels want to hit us up, down. But I'm saying that kind of in jest, but I mean, yeah, if they hit us up, we're a punk band, but I'm not opposed to signing to like a major label. I don't know.
Right.
Get some music out there. And like Tobias said, makes the work a lot easier. Because you have a marketing team. I don't have to post a TikTok every single day. Make a TikTok.
So you are doing the whole like social media posting schedule thing?
Yeah. Or trying to. I have every Saturday, I sit down and I make 7 to 10 TikToks that I can post like throughout the week, so I don't have to worry about it. I can just go on like click post.
Mm-hmm.
But then every Saturday I have to sit down for like an hour and just like crank out like 7 TikToks.
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
So you have to like write down ideas and then like plan what you're gonna talk about and all that.
Yeah. I have a big list of like ideas for TikToks and I'm checking them off as I go. And I'll low key steal things from other
plagiarize.
I plagiarize from other people. I'll see somebody post a TikTok and I'm like, that's a cool idea, and then I'll do the same thing but like retool a little bit. But I'm sure people do that with us as well.
Yeah. So like social media wise, like TikTok is your main scene. Like do you do Instagram things or?
Yeah, we do TikTok and Instagram. Instagram is like our official, like our refined.
Right.
Like we have all the details and everything. That TikTok, I'm just posting whatever.
Yeah. Would you like to say something about do you guys have any stories about the band? Like how you guys formed? I browsed through your catalog on YouTube.
Nice.
I'm a weird YouTube music user.
All good. My friend is too.
So, and then like, yeah, some of the covers look like, if I'm not mistaken, kind of school ground. Like, is that how you guys met? Like high school or?
Oh, we met at church actually. We both went to church together. And I started playing guitar in the 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And Tobias played bass. And we both liked the same music. And we talked about music. And I was like, yo, do you want to jam?
Yeah. And I had no other friends. So I was like, sure. Why not?
Right.
And yeah, that's how we met. We've had a rotating... We were a three-piece for a long time. Before we had Ryan and Simon, it was me, Tobias, and a guy named Dan, who actually just got married. Congratulations, Dan. And Dan was like, we should be a four piece. So Dan brought Ryan in, and then Tobias moved up to lead guitar. But then Dan left like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And we got Simon. So we were three piece for a long time. We met our first drummer. I went to school with him. Mm-hmm. And then our second drummer, I went to school with him. And then Dan and Ryan, I both met at a party. But Dan messaged us when we were looking for a drummer, and he was like, I'd like to try my hand. And then we got Dan in, then he got Ryan in, and then Ryan had a friend who knew Simon, and that's who we got Simon in. It's like convoluted. We've actually had so many drummers. But this current lineup is like the lineup. This is like the most consistent lineup we've had.
Right.
The most like solid, the most well known. When we got this lineup, we started like taking it seriously. And
right.
That was a couple of years ago now. Like we started releasing music more consistently, playing shows more consistently. And yeah, we've recorded 2 albums with this lineup now, which is
nice.
Good. This is the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is Ryan the drummer or Ryan the...
He's the bass player.
Bass player. And then so you guys are 2 guitar, bass and drums?
Yeah.
Right.
And then both of us sing like lead vocals depending on the song.
Right.
We switch on and off.
What made you decide on the name Millhouse?
When I was 14, I was thinking about how the bands who I liked got their name.
Yeah.
And Fall Out Boy was named after a Simpsons character. And I really liked Fall Out Boy at the time. Yeah, and I was like, what Simpsons character do I like? And I really like Milhouse, still do. and so we called ourselves Milhouse. We were spelled the normal way for a while, but we changed it so that, like, when you Google us, like, you get, like, us and not, like...
Not them.
Yeah, the Simpsons character.
Yeah.
And there's also another band named Milhouse who spelled it the normal way, and we didn't want to be confused with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you said you have recorded an album, like, just now, and it's dropping in a few days, like, in a week.
Yeah, we finished recording it... It was a fast turnaround time. We finished recording it earlier in the month, like, earlier in August.
Right.
and we're dropping it on September 4th.
September 4th. Okay.
This one, September's in the title of this album, so we were like, it needs to be like early September.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it sounded really good. I listened through, my first time listening through like all the masters, like I put them in like Adobe like Premiere and I just like press play and like listen to them all the way through. That was a really rewarding experience, I think. It's a good album. I think our fans are going to like it. I think they're going to be surprised by parts of it.
Right. I mean, you need that though. You need that fresh element in it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, it's a good... Have you listened to it all the way through?
I don't think I have.
Like, I've
heard all of the songs separately, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a million times.
Yeah. It flows, like, really... Like, it actually does flow, and it does feel like... Like, it's a concept album, so the whole album's, like, a story. And, like, it flows really well, and you get to the end, there's just this, like, sense of catharsis, and, like, that you've been on, like, a journey. I think we did a good job with that. Yeah, it's a good listen. I don't want to toot our own horn too much. It's a good listen, though. I'm quite happy with that. I think we've accomplished what we've set out to do. I'm very happy with it and how it sounds. Shout out, our recording engineer is really good, too. It's a guy named Jack, and we recorded at his studio, Jack Stewart, and he was a big help. He made us sound good. He mixed us well and mastered us well and recorded us well.
Nice.
But, yeah, anyways, all that to say is dropping in about a week.
Yeah, but it's not of it, so it's like not a staggered drop, like it's just a full album drop. It's not like you guys have singles out.
We have singles out. From
this new album.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've been dropping singles over the summer. We put out three singles, one in May, one in July, and then one like last week.
Mm-hmm.
Or this week.
This
early,
week.
Yeah, it's earlier this week.
Right.
Yeah. So we're pretty happy with it. We're getting good reception. People are saying that they like the songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a good album. I think I'm excited for people to take a listen to it. I think it'll change the way people see us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you mentioned the recording studio. Is that like somewhere in Kitchener-Waterloo? Or?
Yeah, there's it's in Kitchener. It's by the Huron Business Park. It's called Studio A.
Mm.
It's off of like, I guess you're a university student, so it's like off of, it's like. When I went to school in Oakville, and I really didn't know anywhere in Oakville apart from the university area.
Mm-hmm.
So in Kitchener, there's like a road called Bleams. It kind of is like on the edge of the country. And it's like, there's like a business park, like a store park there. And then Studio A is like in there. It's like kind of nestled away. It's really cool though. And Jack he'd been to a number of our shows, and he was like, if you need recording, I work at this place and I can help you record there for cheap.
Oh,
okay. And it'll sound like professional. And it sounds professional, and it was pretty cheap, so.
Yeah. Right, and do you guys usually record with the whole band, or do you guys do, like...
We do it individually.
Individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we found that our like, early stuff we record live off the floor, what we found individually is, like, better, take some of the pressure off. As, like, if one thing goes wrong, you just have to, like, redo that instrument and not, like, set it all up again.
Or pressure, and then the freedom of post, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah.
How involved are you guys with the actual production process? Like post, I mean.
Not very. We kind of just give, like, Jack will send us the tracks and we'll give him feedback. We'll all, like, send our notes to each other, then me and, like, we have a band group chat, and we'll all send our notes to the group chat, then me or Tobias will send it to Jack.
Mm.
And we'll be like, can you change this? And he'll be like, yeah. And then he'll change it.
Yes.
So
it's all, like, secondhand.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like communicating through notes versus
like
actual sit-in production sessions.
We just get drafts of the songs, then we're like, can you change this? Can you make this louder? And then Jack will do it. Jack's really good. That's pretty cool. I don't have the patience to, like, I know what you're talking about, to like sit and wait. I don't have the patience to do that.
Yeah, I think all four of us would be pretty useless in that sense.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't know what any...
The technical know-how.
Yeah, that's also
right.
True.
I've like produced a few things for people, and then I have also like been on the been in a crew for like a student short film.
Nice.
So like I'm doing music and sound mixing and all that. The communication's like it's it's brutal. Like it's like either I wouldn't know what I'm talking about with film,
mm-hmm.
or like they wouldn't know how exactly to communicate their idea through.
Yeah,
and then it's like, oh, can I get more oomph, or can I get more drama? And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
What exactly do you want?
Is that what the film people were saying to you?
Yeah, so yeah, like sometimes, sense. And then there's like stuff like notes I give then in return as well. And I'll be like, well, I can't do this for whatever reason. And some of them, like, it's a student film. Like, some of them, the edits are pretty janky as well. Yeah. And then, like,
I went to film school, son.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you go?
I went to a Sheridan.
Oh, wow, nice.
In Oakville.
One of my friends, like, really wanted to go there for, like, animation.
I think. Oh, yeah, that's the big program there, animation. Mm-hmm. Animation is to Sheridan, engineering is to Waterloo. It's like, like their big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, when he said the guy, I was like, give me more drama. I'm like, that's definitely a film. He said that. That's like, we talk like that.
And did you kind of just like, are you still involved in the, like, doing films and stuff? Or?
Not really, no. I've done some stuff like pro bono, some editing, stuff like that. But I've got other things on the go at the moment. Big things coming.
Yeah. and any of that, like, I guess my question would be, like, anything from the film school that you feel like is applicable to what you're doing now?
I mean, for the band, yeah, I have a lot of friends who can, like, help us make music videos now, which is pretty cool.
Mm.
I think just learning, being, like, in the band, learning how to, and, like, organizing a lot of the shows too. There's a lot of, I produce some movies in film school, like, my kind of role was a producer.
Okay.
And there's a lot of similarities between that and, like, organizing shows, like, the communication, the multiple different people asking you multiple different questions,
mm-hmm.
like, at the same time, stuff like that. Those are more like people skills, but there's a lot of transferable skills that I learned at film school that I take with my band, but it's more on, like, the social end of things, like, stuff like that, like, organizing a show, booking bands, booking places, like, that all kind of works together because you have to do that for both movies and for the band.
So you feel like it's more the people skills, management skills, and then what, the connection as well.
Yeah.
Yes. That's one of the big things people talk about when you go into school for art, like any kind of art in general, I guess, because it's like so specified. And then like, was it hard for you to make the kind of the transition? Are you doing music full time now or
no? I'm I graduated back in June. Like, I just finished. So I've got a summer job right now, which I'm really grateful for, because I know a lot of people don't have jobs. I'm working at I'm working at a place making t-shirts right now. So that's pretty cool. Right. It's just like a, not something I'm going to do like forever. Just like a summer job. I don't hope to teach English abroad afterwards.
Oh, cool.
I'm like studying and I'm taking my TEFL right now, and I'm hoping to teach English in Japan. Yeah, I'm working towards that. The applications for that open in September, so, and then they ship you out. If you get it, they ship you out, like, in August.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, hanging around for a year, hoping to... I'm going to be working on that.
And what is your kind of background like?
There's not much background, really. I technically went to college for, like, trades and stuff for, like, carpentry, but I haven't used that at all.
Right. So, like, what's your main gig then? Like, what do you?
Probably music, I guess.
Like, oh, so like music is your like main event, kind of.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe I'll pursue an actual like. Maybe I'll like go full time with music. Maybe I won't. I haven't decided yet.
A good session musician.
Yeah, I'd have to be much better for that. But
fair.
I mean, it's 2 years. I mean, not to, you know, say that you can only play a certain kind of music or whatever, but like there are people looking for they're not looking for the craziest like shreddy guitar players,
right?
You know, like session musicians. I feel like if you find the right groups or genres or whatever, like you can probably find some good work. We were talking about production a whole bunch. I guess I brought up the earlier songs and stuff because like that was so. That would be like when you guys were more like in school and all that, or
The 2019 one, I would have been in high school. And that's was it. The one with like was it Dipwad with like the garbage can? I was like do 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 do.
That was the cover that I thought looked like a school ground.
Okay, yeah, that was a school ground. That was taken at my high school. Yeah, that's like really really old. That's what can you even say about that? I wrote that. Our first drummer actually wrote the music for that one. And then I shot a music video for it for my 11th grade Comtech class, and the music video had a prominent makeout scene.
Okay.
Like, the people who I got to make out were actually dating in real life, and I just had them make out, and I filmed it. Then I showed it in class, and they were both in that class, and they were both just sitting there. I think they'd broken up at that point, actually. But they were both in the class with each other, and the teacher was like, "Wow, you guys are really great actors."
So the teachers didn't know.
No, they knew. He definitely knew. He definitely knew what had gone down. I just filmed people making out for a project, but it's still up. I think it has a decent amount of views, actually. It has a decent amount of comments.
Yeah, at least for the channel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you guys like keeping up with like YouTube posting as well, or is it mostly?
We throw things on YouTube when we have things to throw on YouTube.
Yeah.
We don't like post consistently on YouTube, but we have like, if someone records us playing live and it's good, we'll like throw it on.
Mm.
Or like music videos we'll throw onto YouTube. Yeah. And then our actual music. We upload using DistroKid, and it's like kind of weird because they create a YouTube channel for you, but it's like we have, there's like the Milhouse channel, but then there's like Milhouse-topic.
Yeah.
So like all of our music is like on that, but we're making playlists of it on our channel so people can find it on our channel. I might actually upload our albums to our channel. Like, I might just like...
Yeah, like a full album stream.
Yeah. I might do that. I'm thinking about doing that with both of our albums, because then it's like, it's there.
Yeah. I'm using TuneCore as my distributor, but like they all work similarly, right? And then that was a big struggle for me too, as in like linking my actual channel to like whatever they're releasing my music to.
Yeah.
And then for me, it actually ended up working. So they did end up doing that for me.
Oh, nice.
So whenever there's a like a album drop, single drop, it actually goes like shows up in my channel.
Yeah.
But then I didn't really use business email, so it became my private email. But then the channel became my official channel. So it's messy, but it's working. Yeah. Okay. Somewhat. Nice. But yeah.
Go ahead. What kind of music do you make?
I honestly don't know how to describe it. Like, it's my biggest struggle when I'm releasing and then they show me that like tiny drop-down menu of like what genre are you. It's mostly I would say instrumental music. I wouldn't say it's electronic music. A lot of it is electronic.
Yeah.
But then when you tell people electronic music, they usually think of like
club music,
dance music, EDM, like very specific things. By electronic, I just mean it's using more virtual instruments and like some synths and whatever.
Nice.
I guess it's because of my background, because I'm from like a classical background. So I like write things that are more kind of like, I think of it as kind of like a chamber music. Nice. As like different parts and all instead of just beats.
Nice.
It's something I'm looking into like trying though, like making more like poppy, I guess, if that's the proper term, more poppy stuff like beats or whatever, and because like some people are looking for that.
Nice.
But yeah, like I can like sing some of my stuff afterwards as well. Actually, but like it's thanks. But yeah, it's like quite different. And then like every single one of my drops are quite different as well. Nice. So like I have no idea how to label myself. If I end up doing something more specific, I might actually have to do it under like a different name, different channel, maybe, because like that's how the algorithm works. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's and then like those you guys' earlier stuff, I also took a peek at, and it's like this whole time you guys were releasing just through distributor,
through DistroKid. Yeah, we've been. I think it's been about, I guess our first song came out 7 years ago. I think we've been with DistroKid like since then. Cause like, I think, I forget who it was. Someone recommended us to them, and that was like all we knew. Cause we were like kids at the time.
We were with
DistroKid. And then
through, that's all I knew.
Yeah.
That might be another name I knew for that service was CD Baby.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still around.
They are. Okay. I mean, I've seen debates online, like which one's better, whatever. Yeah. I feel like they all have their quirks, and then end of the day, they're like all pretty similar.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what was the recording and production process like back then? Was it just like live off the floor, record it, go kind of thing?
Yeah, our very first EP is not on streaming, but it's on YouTube still.
Mm-hmm.
That one we recorded live off the floor. That one's a crazy one. The guitar tone's really bad.
And our singing was not great,
no,
to say the least.
No, it wasn't. So that's not widely available anymore. That one was Live Off the Floor. Our second EP... Oh, I guess after that it would have been Dipwad. It was Dipwad. Dipwad was Live Off the Floor, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because I left... Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I left... We were trying to record it, and it wasn't... When we tried to record Dipwad, it wasn't working, and I was getting really frustrated, so I just put my guitar down and left.
Yeah.
I went... I was just like, I can't. And then I left. And then after that, we didn't record Live Off the Floor anymore.
Right.
Yeah, we also got... Griffin was his name?
Yes.
Produce it, just some guy you knew, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. After Dipwad, we started recording between basements. And we recorded the drums, and our drummer at the time's basement, and then we recorded guitar, bass, vocals at Tobias's house.
Right.
And I attempted to produce it without really knowing what I was doing, but everything is audible, so it worked out.
Yeah. I mean... I like my production stuff is like self-taught pretty much as well. But it's just like when you don't know something, it's a hit YouTube kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I guess we're like running kind of out of time, so I guess would you like to give anybody else a shout out or anything? Like you guys mentioned your other bandmates and then your producer, and then
I guess thank you to our families for supporting us and for letting us practice at our houses when. When they would do that. We don't do that anymore.
Right.
Big ups God, bro. Bro came in clutch.
Yep. Right. Long and McQuaid.
Long and McQuaid.
Waterloo for letting me rent stuff all the time.
Yeah. Mm. I got some people. The union and all the music venues in KW who have been letting us play live and just supporting the local music scene.
Mm-hmm.
The local music scene is actually like... Part of the reason why we've been playing more shows is because there's like a music scene now. There wasn't when we first started out. And a big part of that is because of this venue called The Union in like downtown Kitchener. Like all the bands play there, and they've really supported like the local music scene. It's easy to book. They're all ages shows. And there's been this like explosion of like young bands starting, which is really cool to see. And none of this would really exist without like we wouldn't have like any fans or anything like that without The Union. So I guess a big thanks to them. Big thanks to all of our fans as well for coming to see us and for supporting us. If any of you are listening, we hope you like this new album and that it satiates your hunger for Milhouse content.
Right. So new album dropping September 4th, you said?
September 4th.
Final reminder of the name again?
September Always Brings the Change.
September Always Brings the Change. All right.
It's fire.
So looking forward to the new album, and then I guess we'll keep in touch, and I'll forward you some of my stuff, and then we'll keep in touch from there.
Sounds good.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks
for joining us.